Welcome, friends. This is sort of our spontaneous last vigil of this type. It's not even of the type that we have been doing, but it's been quite a day. I'm sure many of you, you know, in America may still be glued to your screens because important things are still happening. Such as, you know, certain executive orders are ready to be signed, and they will roll back some of the more outrageous executive orders that were signed all through the last 4 years. We've been, we're 7 hours ahead of you. If you're in Washington, we're 7 hours ahead of Washington here. And we have been following this all day long. And now comes a big virtual celebration with Tom Hanks as the master of ceremonies. And it's going to be all across the United States. I'm sure they've planned a marvelous presentation. You could just feel the lifting away from an oppressive type of energy. But you know, our little meeting tonight is more for you to say what you thought, as much of the day's process as you have observed, and there's more, of course. I don't think Tui and I will be able to pull another all-nighter here to witness the big show, the big celebration afterwards. But we're interested to know your impressions.
Michael, let us have something first that we get into the mood.
I'm in the mood right now.
One second. Now, oh my God. You hear this? Oh.
Okay, so go ahead.
Michael, one second.
If you think you can get us in the mood here, that's okay with me. I'm moody and I can manage.
Yes, but we want to listen to this again. And sorry, I didn't find without talks, but still let us listen to this again.
Okay. Well, it's I didn't realize how well she could sing. Yeah, it was stirring. There were so many stirring moments today. I thought many. And well, vigilance, you know. The attacks are not over, but this is a moment when democracy has prevailed, or at least the road to a better democracy has prevailed. And it was a battle, and it is a battle. And Master DK said to us, he was writing, I guess during the big war, he was saying, "See that you battle," he was saying. So my heart was lifted up today, and I'm sure that's the case with many of us. Our little meeting tonight is more so you can express your impressions. And I know some of you may be wanting to see, I mean, he might be signing right now some of those executive orders. It may be. So you might have to make a little choice, but we won't be on that long tonight. So, Tuya, is there something you would like to say, or should we go to the chat?
Yeah, we can go, but I just want to say that it is amazing in that sense that when one is living these moments that one cannot know before something happens. And this something happened again when the whole group, when they were moving. So in one sense, I am not politically in any party. I'm just listening how people are expressing what kinds of things they emphasize, how do they say it, and what kind of quality is coming through them. And this is something which I am still trying to really understand, how people hear things when those who are very much for Trump, and nothing against as him as a soul, but it is very difficult for me to hear how they can hear him, because for me he is emphasizing so much about selfishness and so much about separatistic ideas that I could not tolerate them. And then when I'm listening, like today, how Biden was talking, he talks like a person who has gone through things into the place where it does not matter anymore the color. It matters how one can function, how one is solving things. And it comes every turn in him. And also the energy behind him is about the soul. So that it is, this drama was so much about the Gemini, about the two brothers. How much one wants that these two brothers will come to the same arena and they would shake their hands. But that is the way in dualistic life, that in one point the separation comes, that the personality cannot grow anymore, and the soul has to take over. And that is how I am seeing this, that the other brother really didn't want to come to the same place and try to work things out. So the in one sense this has been a sad experience, and in the other sense I really feel that we have battled. I really feel it. And so there's a part of me which is really exhausted. And then this other part, which is so released. And when I was listening Finnish news, everybody is talking the same way. There is so much hope at the moment. Okay, finally we can go into business. Oh, finally we can start to solve these problems. Oh, finally we can unite. So these were my thoughts at the moment.
We had so much about union. Of course, I'll tell you what, I want to let you speak. First of all, just to read a little bit here from Jose, and then maybe you want to say something, Jose. The Democratic majority in the U.S. Senate, so for you astrologers, at 449 EST, the two newly elected senators from Georgia were sworn in, and we know the significance of that in terms of what I might call more the soul agenda that has a greater chance, a much greater chance now than being blocked. And I'm sure that Mr. McConnell, you know, he's ever a pragmatist, however sly he is. He saw that coming, you know, and there does seem, I was touched by the fact that even, they all went to church this morning. They all went to the, what was it, Saint, I can't remember, someone knows. But anyway, they all went to mass, you know, the people who are not Catholic, the people who are Jewish, they all went there. Even Kevin McCarthy from the House of Representatives was there, pragmatic move, you know. And Mitch McConnell was there, and with the Bidens and so forth. It was a good start to the day. And it represented the thoughts, the way of behaving of a man who has genuine spirituality and not some kind of sarcasm like, can you believe those people believe that stuff? No, this is a man who really does have the faith, and it began in the right way. Let's see, Jose, do you want to say anything, or shall I go through the...
Sure. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I do indeed, yeah.
Yes, I think those two words said by Tuya, relief and exhaustion, that's the way I feel, relief and exhausted. It has been a long day. I was up from the very beginning. I watched everything from the departure of the imposter to the latest swearing in of the senators. Remember that Biden, his first visit to Georgia was to the leader White House, FDR's leader White House. And that's, it is there when he declared the battle for the soul of America. Yeah. And we are approaching a very similar time as FDR faced in the 1930s, in the midst of the Depression. So yeah. Biden is facing, I think, a similar challenge in that sense. And I see this as an opportunity to catch up. I think we have been backtracking since the 1970s on. And I think this may be a good time for us to play catch up and see if the agenda of Martin Luther King and the progressive leaders in the 60s, of the 60s, can be implemented in an exponential way, because we are short of time. It's like feeling the stress that is needed to impulse the needed movement. And now I feel a realignment of soul and personality that is relieving that stress, but at the same time, impulsing movement in the right direction. We need to still be alert. I'm quoting now, I listened to all the speeches today, including Trump's speech at the base before departure. And I will quote his words. He said, "We will be back in some form. We will be back in some form." That's what he said. I learned that I should take his words both literally and seriously. So we need to be alert. Is coming up. And lastly, I wanted to mention that in the last meditation, Tuya included an image of a vortex, rainbow vortex, in the very center of the United States. And it happened that, I don't know if she did it on purpose, but the very center of that vortex was between Kansas and Missouri. That's Kansas City. That's the point that DK tells us that is another center in the United States. He doesn't provide a chakra for that. He just mentioned that Kansas City, being in the center of the United, that one, in the United States, exactly, being in the center of the United States, is an important center. So as we pass on from the battle and still alert for any resurgence into the healing mode, I think that we need to think about rural America. There are many people being misled by lies. They're good people. I am witness of that because I live in the South. I live surrounded by Trumpian friends. They're good people. They're just afraid. They're just afraid of the new order. And we need to think about them and how to heal, the cleavages between the rural urban America and the rural America, the heartland, as it's being called. So I saw in that image an opportunity to think about how can we bridge those gaps, those misunderstandings. We need to understand what has been lacking so far in the liberal thinking, that they feel left out. They need to become part of the political agenda. The Christ will return for them too. We need to rescue them in some way. And I don't think that talking about reprogramming and going back to concentration camps is the right way of approaching it. But somehow bridging those gaps, and I think that the speech by Biden today was very conciliatory, still firm. We cannot compromise truth with lies. We cannot compromise justice with accountability. Those accountable, they need to be held responsible. But still, we can reach out to those people that so far have felt alienated, have felt marginalized from the political process. And that's a way to heal. So I saw that that image that Tuya created and shared with us last time. And for me, just I saw Kansas and Missouri, so that's exactly what I was thinking about, the middle of America. I associate that center with the Ashna Center, an undeveloped Ashna Center for the United States, because the other have been already given by the Tibetan. The heart, the head, the throat, the solar plexus would be in Chicago. So by inference, I think maybe there is something being created in Kansas City, in the very, very middle, the center of the country, that we need to work with and heal. So that's where my thinking is today. And I really thank you very much for making me feel less alone here in the South. I've been here for 30 years now. I came in 85. So that's 35 years. Surrounded by very conservative people. And I know there are good people. I know firsthand there are good people. They're just afraid. And when they are fed by lies and by this fear mongering, then they tend to vote the way they vote. They're good people, religious people, fanatics sometimes, but the Christ, we have to come for them too. So we need to keep them in mind. It's not a different America. It is the same. It's the same path of return. And we need to just to reach out our hands and tell them that you're welcome, and we should be able to come together in the same path.
You know, they call it the heartland. Mm-hmm. Interestingly enough, and according, you know, to the Agni Yoga books, Master M speaking, I think, he said there's going to be a movement away from, in these are the words, fratricidal crowding of the big cities. So there'll be a spreading out of the population, I think, more and more into the heartland. So it will be a very important bridges you're talking about building here. We'll, you know, because after all, with Aquarius, it's not a sign of concentration like Leo is. It's a sign of distribution. So, you know, with our technology, we're going to have a more evenly distributed population, I think, and the heartland will be very important. Thank you, Jose. Wait, don't hear you, Tuya.
Yes, just quickly to that about the symbolism. Yesterday we were talking with Michael still more about the Pluto. And last time Michael was just checking, it wasn't exactly correct. So it is the Pluto return is after 2 years. So this time, how Pluto is moving is like 2022. Aha, 1 year. Okay, but this time when we think about the 1700s, when there was the civil war, revolutionary. Okay, so anyway, these types of energies are now here. We have gone like the one arc, so we come to the same places now again. So that's why what you were pointing out, Jose, is exactly that things are still developing, and they are really developing now behind the scenes. Whatever Trump is going to think or do, he has already a goal somewhere to do something. And there is a second time when we come to the same one full round. So then comes the second time, the possibility to work out the same energies in different ways. So that's why we can talk about in this group how we are going to continue, because we, in some sense, we should continue, that things are precipitating deeper and deeper now. They are not, the Pluto is not moving out. It is coming deeper and deeper in.
Coming closer to the position it was when the Declaration of Independence was presented and signed. But
right,
it is pretty much located near the point when the Revolutionary War began in Lexington and Concord in 1775.
So and if you think about these costumes, think about that they are using these costumes. It is a historical view, but still, when you think about the symbolism, these things are in the air. They are in the subconscious of people. That's why they are appearing. And we should be seeing that these kind of things, the challenge is here, and there is a that's why it is indicating for the initiatory processes, because you come to the same similar situations or similar energies again. And what do you do now is the question.
I see in the chat that someone mentioned that Trump pardoned last night Steve Bannon.
Yes.
And I think that's important, because that's the strategic mind. That's the mastermind. I mean, Trump is tactical. He doesn't have strategy. He just reacts to situations. But the strategic intelligence behind all this, the ideologue, that's Steve Bannon. And remember that the friendship was strained because he criticized the Trump family in the book a year or so ago. And I think yesterday there was the report that was a strong, there was a tension between the pardoning or not pardoning him. And the way I interpret that is that now he has a person who can take charge again of the strategy of some sort of return. And I see another person mentioned Ivanka in Florida. That's another name that has come up. It may not be himself. It may be through his children that he's planning the comeback. But the strategist here, the person thinking about a civil war, and he has been using astrology for that. The cycle of 20 years, the 20 years of civil war since the 1860s. He has bought on the philosophy of the cyclical history of events, and Bannon was the strategist when the Trump administration started. They parted company because of some other problems. He was indicted because of corruption, and now he's pardoning him. But that's a person to keep in mind, because that's the mind, that's a mastermind behind this movement, the nativist movement, the far right.
Yeah, it's a danger for sure. Let's now, we have quite a few people in our chat right now. So let's take a look at what's being said. This is Diane Bolbachan saying, I celebrate this day because I experienced what the loss of democracy means, Argentina, Venezuela. Here are some thoughts that touch my heart. Amanda Gorman, she was the black poet, 22 years old, called on for unity on Inauguration Day. Some key thoughts. We are striving to forge our union with purpose, to compose a country committed to all cultures. By the way, you'll notice that as the Secretary of State departed, he inveighed against multiculturalism, okay? To compose a country committed to all cultures, colors, characters, and conditions of man. Quote, we lay down our arms so we can reach out our arms to one another. We seek harm to none and harmony for all. Quote, let the globe, if nothing else, say this is true, that we'll forever be tied together victorious, not because we will never again know defeat, but because we will never again sow division. Quote, we've seen a force that would shatter our nation rather than share it, would destroy our country if it meant delaying democracy. And this effort very nearly succeeded. Quote, when the day comes, we will step out of the shade, aflame and unafraid. The new dawn blooms as we free it. For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're
brave enough to be it.
Okay, good. It just stopped on my screen. Thank you. Yeah, that was a beautiful.
Michael?
Yes. Michael? Yes, Olivia, yes.
The last part was, as long as we're brave enough to be it.
Yeah.
But it was gorgeous. And she was amazing, wasn't she?
Yes, she was. And of course, everything she said, you know, we can repeat seeing what she said and how she said it. Yeah. Right. It just stopped on this chat for me anyway. All right. So, and Yoka, yes, a marvelous day. Roz, very pleased to know that the USA is in safe hands. Well, certainly, relatively speaking, you know, the vigilance is required. Jan, well, I guess everybody's hearing, so she's saying she hasn't, she's not getting sound, but it must be your own setup, I'm afraid. And here's Diane Bobuchon again. And from Biden's speech, his word was unity, wasn't it? For without unity, there is no peace, only bitterness and fury, no progress, only exhausting outrage, no nation, only a state of chaos. This is our historic moment of crisis and challenge, and unity is the path forward. Well, that is our indigo ray, is it not? And he does represent at this time, as much as can be possible, the direction toward the soul of America. Jose, democracy has prevailed. Heike, soul of the U.S. is more deeply anchored now. It seems so. There was definitely soul in the air, wasn't there, all during these festivities and speeches. It's entirely different attitude. Entirely. Okay, Astra. It was a wonderful speech of unity and hope. The light was surely prevailing. Jessica, the sun came out just before Biden gave his speech. Today is a day of celebration and relief. Yoka, wait a second. This is Yvonne saying, yeah, he's signing executive orders right now. So, you know, if somebody wants to be go there, you're certainly welcome, and you can report to us if you wish. Yoka is saying, yes, moved to tears and with gratitude. We all could feel it. Sacred moments, healing words, unity and light. And this is Jesse. Democrats take control of the Senate after Ossoff and Warnock and Padilla are sworn in. Well, apparently, have they all been sworn in? Ossoff and Warnock?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Well, that's needed. Roz, the ex-president showed us that anyone can become in a position of power. It is a lesson for every country on earth to choose wisely. Many people in the USA voted for the ex-president, some 74 million. Why was that? Let us hope that the future presidents do more for their country. But, you know, the whole thing is a necessity to work psychologically and spiritually with the psyche of the millions who, as Jose said, well, they're often afraid. Afraid of losing the American way of life, of losing much that is given to others. It's a challenge. Elizabeth S. here. Must be. Let's see. I just get the S. Sorry. Here it is. The young poet laureate, Amanda Gorman, recited her poem, The Hill We Climb, right? Indeed. Roz, there will always be those who are not and will not awaken to the soul, at least at specific times, everyone eventually. I feel that the light workers like us have made a huge difference. Well, I just hope we've made some difference. I think so. Not just us, but in many places around the world, with vigils and attention and inward dedication. Jesse, have much gratitude and relief. Roz, no? Olivia, okay, well, you can, I'll read it, then maybe Olivia, you want to say something. Such joy, such relief after full-on political action for candidates and deep meditative work for so long. I'm sure we all feel just a little, yeah, it's been demanding. And holding a strong point of tension, a new day begins with hope and new possibilities of living into the soul of America. I like the way. Olivia, is there anything further you want to say or add that?
Yes, yes. I was up early this morning, 4 o'clock my time. Jose and I, we were communicating, we were meditating and creating that great defending wall. And so, yes, I mean, there is just this amazing sense of joy and relief. And it is the possibility, the new possibilities of what can come, but we also have to be realistic about the 70 plus million Americans that have been really conned by the lies. And one of the things I thought was interesting was advice of somebody that does deprogramming people that have been, you know, programmed by propaganda and lies. And he said it is so effective when people who have been part of the lies all of a sudden change their story and then take the side of truth, because when they do that, they can be so much more effective in convincing others. And so when we see Mitch McConnell, when we see Liz Cheney, you know, the leaders of the Senate and the House and others come in and now, yes, after the fact, but at least they did it. And of course, Mike Pence, which was so helpful, when we see them start to speak truth, then that's the way that we can get momentum going for what really is truth and try to reach some of the people that have really genuinely been conned and they deeply believe that, you know, that here was an election stolen. A lot of good people that weren't rioters, but that were just very naive and believed in Trump. And so that is really going to be the legacy that we have to deal with in trying to bring them around as we can. And one of the things about Biden, I mean, he has this charm. I mean, he has all these years of experience in the Senate. He knows what he's up against as far as working with the other side to get deals. But he has such experience and this this initiative of what can we agree upon, and starting from, well, what can we agree upon, and then working to the hard things. So he is so well suited for the role. It's just amazing how, after such a long wait, he truly is the one we need.
Well trained, yeah. Over a lifetime. And Hillary Clinton gave some kind of statement, essentially the right man for this moment is what she just said.
So we have a lot of hope anyway.
Yeah.
And it was just good to hear everybody's thoughts and be a part of these initiatives where we really did work meditatively and together. And I think that really did help so much in bringing the foundational support that this country needed to move forward.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Thank you. Now here's from, I think this is Roz. When my 100-year-old neighbor watched Trump get into power in 2016, she said to me, he is a fake president. The word fake, it became a very popular word, didn't it? But it pointed to the need, this very demanding need, finally, to distinguish truth from lie, and it's not over yet. So that is, I believe that word will be applied to him, justly. Jesse, inaugural poet in Anna Gorman, even as we grieved, we grew. Okay, beautiful. Walter, when the day comes, we step out of the shade of flame and unafraid. Does it say out of the shade of flame, or is it out of the shade of flame? I thought I just read that before. But anyway, the new dawn balloons as we free it. For there was always light, if only we're brave enough to see it, if only we're brave enough to be it. Yeah, there we go. Okay, beautiful. And Roz, the word fake became a word Trump used, but total projection, really. Jesse, seems his daughter Ivanka may be running for office from Florida indeed, but this is all about the third-ray personality and the second-ray soul of our planetary logos. And it has come the time when the soul ray must at last grow into ascendancy. And that's what the reappearance of the Christ foundationally is all about. So if, there's a superficiality to that third ray when unwisely used, let's hope many can see through it. Martine, Trump pardons, Steve Bannon considers starting new political party called Patriot Party. I just thought to myself, are we going to see another Jefferson Davis here? Are we going to see a president of a secessionist movement? The parallels with the Civil War are pretty strong, and maybe he can be president of something. And I just wondered if that was not somehow in his mind. Okay, Jesse, to everyone, Biden signing bills, okay, and giving us the link. Heike, a friend of mine, a good person, but also has been a strong Trump supporter and believed the votes were stolen, today said, and now let's make it right. He starts looking forward in a new way. So one person at a time, one group at a time, one nation at a time, the way forward. And Lee Mitchell, do you think these people, other than feeling alienated, are succumbing to astral glamour? I certainly do, because the lodge of darkness is at work. It's obvious to me anyway, and I'm sure to many of us. I have also seen this. This can only be healed with light and reasoning. Now, remember the Hitler Youth Movement. And Tuya, you had studied that a little bit, how it was taken over by some kind of impression. And all the right words were said with evil intent. And when it came to the end, the, how did you report it to you, that those who were—
Yes, there was a documentary telling about the Hitler Youth. And they were, of course, old women already and old men. But they were saying that it was finished in them in one night. And they were wondering what had gone over them, that how they couldn't see in the beginning. Describing, or one of them was saying that, I would have been drowning myself if they said so. That I was completely taken in admiration and I couldn't see any fault. But then when it was over in one night, and we just were wondering what got into us. And that tells about this, the influence of the cosmic evil.
Obsession. This is the epidemic of obsession, which Master Moria spoke of in the 20s. Something came over the vulnerable Pisces personality German people. It was deliberate, and the same forces, in my opinion, are behind all of this. taking the people who are vulnerable and casting that net of glamour over them. And it's very subtle. It's very dangerous, sophisticated, and they believe the lie. And this is, of course, Joseph Goebbels, too, the big lie. Tell it big. Tell it often. I believe one of the senators who was so responsible for causing the uprising in the Senate took great umbrage at someone who said, look, you're part of the big lie. And basically he knew that meant that he was being called a Nazi. But that's exactly what has been going on. And the lifting, in other words, there's a vulnerability in the United States because it is the heir to the Piscean civilization, the Piscean sixth-ray civilization. That part of it is going to fall apart. And the vulnerability comes right in there. Not only that. Now, many, you know, there are smart people, good people, all that. But we're talking about the lunatic fringe here, those that are really carrying out the acts of desperation. We have coming into the United States, DK told us in Cosmic Fire, up until that time, no, or very few of the souls that were not yet sufficiently developed. But now some very young souls have come into the United States and they are vulnerable. And when we look at the things that Jose was suggesting about Kansas and the, I'm calling it the heartland and all that, we have to remember that there are many people who don't yet have the experience to discriminate, and we have to find the right ways of education somehow. Okay. So anyway, looking here, excuse me, this is not easy to... So do we think these people succumb to astral glamour? Absolutely. Absolutely. It's not that any of us is entirely free of this, but only after you pass the second initiation and defeated the first phase of Mars have you a chance of being rid of the majority of the customary glamours, including this glamour of envy that we talked about the other night, of having things taken away from you by those to whom you thought yourself superior. That's a double blow. You know, not only is it taken from you, but you always thought you were superior to the people who took it from you. And then there are others, of course, who envy the elite, who are really more experienced souls, but can be selfish. So we have a lot of psychological correction to do. Anyway, Lee is going on saying, I've also seen this. This can only be healed with light and reasoning. And some other ideas have come in here too, you know, people awakening from within those groups that were vulnerable. What is Tia saying? The New York Times printed last night and cataloged a searchable database of Donald Trump's tweets for the entire 4 years. It was a dictum of disparagement and hate that left no one untouched. His followers were fed a nonstop, full-course meal of hate daily, and hourly attacking anyone that he did not like. Notice the glamour of like and dislike, one of the four glamours to be rid of before you can follow Rule 11, okay, and have real group work, okay? So daily and hourly attacking anyone who crossed his path that he did not like. Because of this, the consciousness of many has been warped. And it will take, as some have said here, a wise deprogramming. Okay. We have a lot going on here. Thank you. Lee, this astral glamour seems to delight in the... Well, you know, he does have some fourth ray, wouldn't you say so? Donald Trump. The inconsistency of the early... fourth ray and the glamour of warfare and all that. It's, you know, what are his rays? Is he even a first ray soul? Is it just a first ray personality? There are things to be sorted out there. Okay, well said, Tia. Thank you, says Jessica. And Vivienne says, with the effect of climate change, people will need to return to a healthier cultivation of the land for production of food. This is probably that quote about fratricidal crowding from Master M. The cities are built close to the coast where sea levels rise. Could happen quickly. Joe Biden had a beautiful phrase for the love of the earth in his speech. Okay. Well, you know, he has the moon in Taurus, doesn't he? Okay, Roz Winters, the great Joseph Campbell, said that the world needs a new myth to live by. Until we have that, we are in danger. He suggested that the new myth would be called the Society of the Planet. You know, some kind of enlightened socialistic thinking. In other words, where we're caring for everybody. When I use that word, I mean we're caring for everybody. Seems to be deeply necessary. Tia's saying, yes, Jessica. I was happy to see the sun cut out. Yeah, okay. And Jesse quotes a really powerful line that President Biden made, my whole soul is in this. That was one of those moments, wasn't it? And Walter Biden also brought in soul and love when he said, take a measure of me and my heart. We can do this if we open our souls instead of hardening our hearts. Oh, he said that. Well, Sometimes here in Finland, we were suffering a little bit from that rotating circle, you know. I guess maybe so many people were looking at things that it was putting a strain on the internet. But if we miss something, we can catch it, you know, because it'll be around now. Tuya, and that's right, he said politics does not have to be a raging fire. Well, I guess if he and Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy can all sit together in the Catholic Church in the morning, okay. Maybe that's right. Jan saying, U.S. may have had a diminished soul for 4 years, at least, you know, something that can't get through. I look forward to humanitarian attitudes being reestablished in our own country and for other countries in the world who are in need. With emergencies, we gradually descended into more and more accepted attitudes of selfishness these last 4 years. That really must be banished. And the whole dynasty, if you will, just like in ancient Rome, it all happened that the emperorship became hereditary, okay? It became an emperorship. And something like that is in the mind of the man who left, and it was funny, Frank Sinatra's song was playing and it says, I did it my way. And then the plane kind of disappeared into the distance. Anyway, I thought, wow, who timed that one out? I changed my life in a difficult way. So yes, today, relief. And Nessa, a longtime friend and light worker, has mystified me in our recent conversations through his reasoning with all ex-presidents has put forth, sees the Democratic president and Congress is wrong because dialogue between sides is necessary. Yet, when the fact that the 2016 found us with a Republican president in Congress was pointed out, conversation then went sideways, was hearing Star Spangled Banner with a totally different ear this time. You're saying that of yourself, I suppose. So close we have come to losing liberty. such a light feeling to have this new beginning. Amanda Gorman's poem seemed to call to love, to stand on and in love, to stand and radiate that love in all we do. Well, these are, I believe, true thoughts. Lee here, the first few months especially was like looking at what happened in Germany. I was just thinking about, the...
Oh, Mama, you make it difficult.
The burning of the books and the Kristallnacht and all these precursors to the concentration camps. This was the danger that the people watched without knowing what they were looking at. Hitler worked on mass hysteria, mob mentality, mindlessness, apathy, fanaticism, and some kind of supernatural devotion. You know, he used to practice in front of the mirror certain gestures which he thought might really captivate the people. And Olivia is saying there is a thing experts say of secret pardons made by a president that do not have to be revealed until someone gets into trouble and then they invoke it. So the manipulative Trump may have done more than we know now. Yeah, he has a lot of the third ray negatively used for sure. What is the rising sign of Joseph Biden? Sagittarius, with a lot of Sun in Scorpio, Mars in Scorpio, Mercury in Scorpio. You know, he's got a 12th house full of Scorpio. Sagittarius rising with the ruler Jupiter in Cancer, taking care of the people. Okay. Yes, Sagittarius says, yeah, Maria Rosa, that's correct. Sagittarius is correct. And Yoke, yeah, got it. And yes, here's Joe Biden's astrological chart, says Walter, and it puts it there. Okay, very good. And now, is that it? Stuya, have I missed anything? Oh, here's Diane Nutter. With love and gratitude to all of you for standing together for so many weeks, and especially those of you from many nations standing together with the USA. Yeah, I mean, gratitude, every one of us from the USA has to feel the gratitude of for your support. But remember, it is a world problem. As we celebrate and feel such relief, how can we best move forward with healing for humanity? With love, wisdom, and efficiency, what are the most important next steps that we can take now? Well, that's a good question. And obviously, the meditative work cannot cease. It may not be every night, but we have to have some kind of checking in.
Yeah, I think so. We have to, but I think also that we cannot continue every night. But still wanting to emphasize this, that let us study now how the Pluto is moving, because it is the same placement where how it was then in what that war was called, Michael. Not Civil War.
Revolutionary War.
Revolutionary
it's in
war.
The same position now as when the fighting started.
Yeah.
In 1775.
So that's why they are the same energies. And it was then breaking up on the physical plane. And as DK says, that is the work of disciples, that we should prevent things to precipitate on the physical plane. So that's why we have a great opportunity. And all this comes together when you think about that. That is what DK says. You have the days of opportunity with us, and that is not always so. So I see that this is, again, one of those opportunities to work within the way that it does not precipitate on the physical plane. And then it goes deeper and deeper to the inauguration placement, 1776. Was it not 1776?
1776, the Declaration of Independence was written and was accepted.
And that is going to be now then within a year or 1.5 years.
Yeah, you have the, I went to Solar Fire and there were 3 different exact hits of Pluto on the exact position where it was on July 4th at 3:10 in the morning, Philadelphia, 1776. That is, if you use the Gemini rising chart. Now you can also, there's a Sagittarius rising chart. In any case, Sagittarius is involved. I think the entire cross is involved. Sagittarius is bringing that religious attitude, which is characteristic of the United States, and even the fundamentalism, which has gravitated here, and even the many, many immigrants of all kinds who have come to the United States from their country, Sagittarius. So some of the astrologers, pretty good ones, think that Sagittarius should be considered instead of Gemini. I personally use the Gemini rising chart, but Sagittarius is important.
So it could be looked that way, that when this Pluto era is over, and it is directing us and United States to 2025, when the hierarchy is meeting again. So this is certainly one of those things what hierarchy is looking, how things will be handled.
I believe in 2024, Pluto moves into Aquarius.
It is in the end of the year, on November something, Pluto moves then to Aquarius finally. It goes back and forth now, but then it goes finally
we'll
to
Aquarius.
We'll have
to get Aquarius. Those exact the timing for you. But right now, we are in the Revolutionary War period. Yeah, you know, if you look for an analogy, we are there. And the thing is, we're not fighting with Mad King George and an oppressive Taurean first-ray personality of Britain. Everything is reversed. There's a revolution against what is good and the possibility of emerging into something that is better. If the forces of the beast, which is 666, which is the Martian vibration, can be defeated, largely, I would say, through education and through, you know, the waking up of people a little at a time as they begin to understand. But unfortunately, there's so much selfishness, you know. If taxes are raised, people take it as a definite affront instead of as a social responsibility. So there's a lot of work to be done in the next 4 years. Now, are we ready for the meditation, or is there anything anyone else wanted to say? And certainly, in answer to if this is Walter's, is it? No, it's Diane's. And we have to keep training ourselves. We cannot let up on improving our own psycho-spiritual state so we become more worthy members of the new group of world servers, more effective. That training under DK at the present time, since he trains so many, is what we must pursue, as well as offering everything we can to the building of the causal body of our nation and to the building of the causal body in that manner of humanity. The building of the causal body of humanity through virtue and through higher vibration. We have the responsibility to follow the law of elevation. individually and in group. Are we ready for a little closing, or?
Yeah, this is very little. This is actually not even meditation per se. It is just that we are aligning with this work still. And then I'm going to play in the end for you. It's a humorous video. So I just got from my friend Asha, and it is something.
Okay, and one thing, Walter's got one more thing here.
Okay.
Which is a little specificity. Pluto enters Aquarius on the 23rd of March. Gosh, Miss Moria, Moria Remembrance Day by one day. It depends on who's 23rd. 2023. It later retrogrades back into Capricorn and then re-enters Aquarius, then retrogrades into Capricorn again, and Pluto fully enters, yeah, on November 19th, 2024. So that was correct. There's always a little bit of a taste of something, then the retrogradation comes, and finally, the final entrance without retrogradation, 19th of November, right before Sagittarius begins, 2024. Okay. And by the way, following that and very close to that is Neptune, who is the Christ, in a way, right? Entering Aries. So that really is the planning for the return of the Christ, the reappearance of the Christ. Not immediately. There's too much to do. But the whole idea of Neptune in Aries means the Christ initiative is begun externally in great earnest. So that's part of the 2025 process. Okay.
So, Michael, still one question. You thought that we are going to have the great invocation number 3, not number 2.
Yes, I thought so.
Could you then read it? I do not have the text here.
Okay, but you want that now or at the end?
In the end.
Okay, we can do that.
So shall we go into meditation or this alignment? In this wonderful day, it's some kind of completion has been achieved, where we were battling and the scale was tilting this way and that way. But we found each other in the work, what it means when one is facing real forces. Again, we align with the Master R. And let us express our gratitude. And let us just rejoice the inner peace, the inner calm, and the inner silence of the soul. The energy which is pouring, radiating from the hierarchy. Hierarchy stands. And our group is standing, still holding our post around the covenantal triangle. And let us stay here. The group was so strongly felt during the inauguration. This living presence, what comes only from the work, when the work is done. We will look towards the future and look how we actually work. But let us still help the new president and his staff, everyone who are chosen and are going to be chosen. We stand in the service of the soul to help this process to go through. We express in this sacred circle the gratitude to everyone in the circle, and also to inner workers, the angels, everyone who have been working. And this plan that it was working. Today didn't happen anything. What would have been disturbing the graceful ceremony. We imagine the Christ standing in the center of the group. And we still affirm again, we have gathered in your name, Lord Maitreya, be within us. And we walk with him. We reflect that period which is in front of the group and in front of the United States. The tests of Pluto, the powerful healer, powerful transmitter, transformer, and powerful energy which is cutting all ties which are not necessary. That is why we have to stand on guard and watch. In our creative imagination, let us align with this sacred cross which is marked on the land. The power of this inner cross is going to grow during these coming years. as the sign of this process, that it belongs to the Christ and his army and for the soul of United States. Let us visualize the five-pointed indigo star above the center of the cross on the top of the obelisk. We reflect the vertical cross, the vertical line, and we concentrate upon this achievement of the group, and reflect it forward, that it will pave the coming future, the energy of achievement and success. When that is done, the group as a disciple can build its own cross. And stand upon the cross, hands stretched out in blessing. Let us bless everything. This day, the workers, and the work what is going to be done by the new government. In its all processes, so we bless the work in the White House, Capitol, and Supreme Court. And we let these three qualities, which are pouring out on horizontal plane and horizontal line of the cross, unity understanding and goodwill, and let us salute those great angels that we have been invoking. We salute them with gratitude. And we still ask them to hold their post and continue protecting. We close. For this time, our work. We seal the work by love. But we will continue standing. We continue to be on guard. I light the way. Echoes in every single corner in the United States. And great invocation number 3. Michael will lead us.
From the point of light, within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love, within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center, where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center, which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out. And may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.
So let us have still gratitude to all of those who were helping us, our brothers and sisters, our triangle members, the inner helpers and angels. Masters, Great White Brotherhood, and the Christ. And may the blessings of the Holy Ones rest upon the group. And let us stand firmly and strongly. Thank you, dearest friends. I just want to ask from you, do you want to see that another video? Because I didn't want to put that. It's a little bit humorous, and it tells about the last day of Mr. Trump. So I just wanted to have a graceful end to the meditation. And those who are still standing, then I will, human please. Okay, here we go.
Good morning. Hey, someone's happy. Last day of Trump jokes.
Just one more day.
One day more.
We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election, and everyone knows it, especially the other side.
One day more.
We love you.
The final day of Trump as president. The White House has a brand new resident.
So bad and so evil.
It's been 4 years of endless crimes, but now he's finally out of time. One day more.
But what if he just doesn't leave? How can I sleep till he's departed?
One day more.
No one believes that he'll concede. And all the tapes were disregarded.
We won the election, and it's not fair to take it away from us.
We will watch the
one day more.
That's a given right. And the traitor Joes will start a viral fight. Don't you take our guns, we protect the peace. If you cause killings, we'll just call our peace.
One day to a new day. Here's to Joe and Kamala.
Politics are dull again.
Politics are dull again.
Georgia Democrats are
winning. Hope for 2021. Do you hear?
Thank God we're here. There was no coup.
One day more.
I will post theories on Parler. I will follow where they go. I will search through Biden's emails. I will know the things they know.
We want to ask and give a right. I dream the
it's soon inauguration day. Tomorrow is the judgment day.
Tomorrow we'll discover what our guy Joe Biden has in store. No more Trump. One more day.
Never back down. We will never, ever surrender.